time for this month's book club. Joining us is our regular contributor, columnist, author Sylvia Kent, and our distinguished guest this month is prolific and award-winning author Sheila Norton. Welcome, ladies.
Hello. Good morning.
Lovely to see you. I'm afraid Michelle's away this week. You normally have a bit of a party with Michelle, don't
we
you?
We do.
Now you've got miserable Bob. So.
I've got some pickled onions.
I love pickled onions.
I usually present one of my little pots of something or other, pickalilli and things. But anyway, she'll have it next.
Terrific. Okay, fine. So we'll come to Sheila in a moment. But first of all, Sylvia, you wear many hats, including Billericay Readers Group. What have you been up to this month?
Yes, well, I'm a bit naughty, really. We have a selection of books that Essex Libraries get for us. There are 20 of us, probably too many. But I've been reading, I'm still reading The Miniaturist, which is an award-winning book.
Okay.
And the others are reading The Glass Room. Now, I haven't really looked at that yet, but as soon as I finish this one, I'll start. We just keep reading. I was just saying to my friend here, reading is like a drug.
Yeah.
You must have a book on the go. And we'll have to read some of hers in a minute, so mention that, yeah. So, yes, we're all reading and writing.
Yeah.
And, again, you know, go on a journey, you take your Kindle, you know, that way, or you read a traditional book, which I still love.
And you don't just read books, do you?
No, I write too.
I know.
Yeah.
You had a recent publication with a local theme, didn't you?
Fairly local. Yes, I like local social history. So it was Barking and Dagenham.
Right.
It's my 10th book, and it's going very well, mainly in East London, obviously,
because
it covers, you know, people that started out there and then went to Barking and Dagenham and then came to Brentwood and Billericay and all the way into Suffolk. So I've got readers going all the way through.
Okay, I think you came from that part of the world yourself.
Yes, I came from Dagenham. And this is my last book because I'm now doing different sorts of things and contributing to other people's books. So it was fun to do. It took 2 years, research, and dozens of interviewees,
they
were lovely.
Yeah.
Lots of new friends.
Excellent. Well, now, you've brought along a very distinguished guest this morning for us. It's Sheila Norton.
Yes.
Would you do me a favour and introduce Sheila for us?
Well, Sheila's my friend from some years ago when she was our first, again, celebrated writer at the Brentwood Writers Circle.
Right.
We have been going over 70 years there, but we started when I was chairman. I'm now vice president. But then we wanted someone special for an all-day writers event. And Sheila came along with an editor called John Jenkins, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yes,
of Writers News. And yeah, she came along. I still got the pictures, and that kicked off a whole series. We have another one, which I'll tell you about at the end of the programme in June.
Okay, lovely. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you, Bob.
Now, you're an Essex girl too, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am, yeah. Born in Romford, and I've lived in Hornchurch, Brentwood, Billericay, Stockham, now I'm in Gallywood.
Right, yes, definitely an Essex girl. And you had your first novel published in 2003 after deciding to give up your job as a medical secretary to concentrate on your writing.
That's kind of right. I didn't actually give up work. I was a medical secretary.
Yeah.
And I carried on working because you don't earn much money from writing, usually.
Okay.
So I carried on working as a medical secretary until my 6th book was published. And I was still slightly early to retire, I have to say. But at that stage, I thought I'd give it a go and give up the day job.
Right. Well, it was a brave thing to do, really. Is it something that you had a passion about and you just had to do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've always written ever since I was a child. I've always scribbled in notebooks and written short stories, and it just evolved, and the novel was always the dream.
Right. And since 2003, you've been prolific, haven't you? How many books have you actually published to date?
I've just counted, so I'm glad you asked me.
All right.
14 so far.
Wow.
Eight of of which were with my original publisher,
right.
And then six that I've published myself.
Okay.
And 15th is almost ready to be published with a new publisher.
Well, that's sort of almost averages one a year, doesn't it?
Yeah,
is,
I guess it
is
does.
Is that how long it takes to go through the whole process?
Roughly, mm-hmm. Yes, roughly it does. Yeah, although the one I'm working on now, it's a commission, and I was given 3 months to write it.
Okay.
Which
oh, yes.
Quite exciting.
And that's a bit, that's a bit different as well. We'll come on to that in a little while.
Sure.
Now, you mentioned that initially you had a proper publisher to produce your books, but now you're self-publishing. What's the difference, and is there a reason why you've gone to self-publishing now?
Yeah, there's a lot of differences, and there's for and against, to be honest.
Right.
At first, I was disappointed I wasn't being published anymore by my first publisher.
Okay.
But it actually did me good, because it's been a terrific experience publishing myself. And the first thing I did was to produce all my backlist, my original books, from the publisher.
Okay.
I got the rights back and published them all on Amazon for Kindle.
Right.
And I then wrote some new books, which there's now six of, to publish myself. And it was a very steep learning curve.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But it's been successful, and I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it's great that you can actually do that now. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier to publish your own stuff now than it used to
be, isn't
definitely.
It? Yes,
definitely. So let's go on to your books. What sort of genre do you write in? What are your books about?
Okay, well, I started off writing what's known as contemporary women's fiction.
Okay.
Some people call it chick lit.
They do, don't they?
Which I don't mind. I don't care what people call it. And I have male readers as well who sometimes write to me and say, it's not women's fiction, it's kind of just relationship fiction.
Okay.
And quite humorous, quite light and humorous. And although I was writing what they called chick lit, I was actually quite old. And my first book was about somebody who was actually turning 50.
Okay.
I wanted an older heroine. I thought that would be a bit different. And I carried on in that genre. Most of my books have been similar. And then I suddenly had a turning point, and I've written two books that were set in the 1960s.
Oh, wow.
I was advised to try historical fiction, and I am not, unlike my friend here, I am not a historian. I was rubbish at history at school, and the research you need to write.
Yeah.
But of course, I remember the 60s very well.
So
probably better than I remember
so
yesterday. I wrote Yesterday and Ticket to Ride. They're both set mainly in the 1960s, and I had great fun writing those.
Yeah.
And my most recent book, self-published book, is called The Grand Thing, which is actually a contemporary book with grandparents as the main heroes and
tell us a bit more about that. I mean, the theme that's coming through is relationships, and probably this is a relationship that's not actually been explored very much.
Well,
in
that's
print.
The impression I got.
Yeah,
I thought usually when grandparents feature in fiction, they're just sitting in the corner as a sort of a side person. And I like the idea of grandparents being the main characters for a change. And I became a grandparent myself 6 years ago for the first time, and I now have six little grandchildren.
Well,
so
well done.
Obviously
that's good.
Grandchildren
one
feature quite highly in my life, and I've had a lot of fun and pleasure with them, and I thought, you know, this could make a different type of book. Whether it's successful or not, I just fancied writing it with different types of grandparents. And it's not just for people who are grandparents, because I think anybody that knows about little children, whether they're parents or aunts and uncles or even teachers, I think they could relate to the sort of stories that...
Sure, I mean, it would appeal to young and old, wouldn't it, really?
I hope so, yeah. It's just a relationship book.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've written down the question here, what inspires your books? But what, as I said before, is coming through is these relationships and just human content.
Just everyday life, really.
Yeah.
It's a question I'm often asked, and it's quite hard to answer, but I think it's just talking to different people and following people's lives and being interested in their relationships, and a bit of humour. I like to make readers laugh and cry. I like the sad parts as well. So when I was at work, I did publish one book that had a hospital background, which my editor at the time said, can't see that being popular. But then when I'd written it, because yes. I made it funny, of yeah. course, she said, yes, that, actually that works yeah. well. Yeah.
Was that doctor-nurse type?
Kind of, thing? Yeah.
Or with, doctor with, in the house?
I mean, it's not really... there's some romance in most of my books, yes. but it's not a slushy type of romance. Yeah. I think I'm a bit too old and cynical to write those sort of
She's
stories.
She's been married a long time.
But there's always a bit of... that going on.
Okay, all right. So how do you go about writing a book then? I mean, I have a vision in my mind of an author sitting at a typewriter or a computer or with a blank piece of paper and sitting there for hours thinking, right, where do we start? But I'm sure it doesn't work like that. How does it work for you?
No, you do just have to start.
Really?
Yeah, I think if you sat there forever, you know, trying to think, you would carry on having a blank page for the rest of your life. Yeah. And you just have to throw yourself in, really. Right. It's a good thing to have I have a basic idea of where I'm going. And I do work on a word processor, obviously, right. these days.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
When I first started writing short stories, I was on an old manual typewriter where you had to clack away at the keys. And luckily, I am a trained typist secretary. Yeah. But it was hard work then, physically, because anything you had to change had to be with a rubber and carbon papers
sure.
and all that hassle.
Yeah.
So word processor, brilliant. There's no wonder so many more people want to be writers these days, because... physically, it's so much easier. Yeah. Cut and paste. Yeah,
yes,
great.
Yes.
But I think you just have to have an idea and your characters or your main characters, and then I just plough in.
And does it always flow, or do you hit lots of brick walls on the way?
Pretty much flows. I'm quite lucky in that respect. If I do hit brick walls, I do just try and plough through them.
Right.
I always think if I just carry on, even if what I'm writing is not, I feel like it's not working or it's rubbish, I will carry on.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I think you can always go back.
Absolutely.
Change
yeah.
it, delete
yes.
bits, yes. do what you want when you finish.
So you're a bit of a bulldozer then, knocking down
is
those
it?
Brick walls.
Yeah, yeah, I do write quite quickly.
Do you have sort of a target audience in mind when you're writing any particular book, or do you just let it flow and see
yeah,
who likes it?
Yeah, I think you have to a bit. I suppose it's not conscious, but you have to be aware of who's likely to enjoy it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Probably a good example is when I used to write short stories for the women's fiction market. I used to write quite a few for The People's Friend, which you may have heard
I've
of.
Heard of, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's quite an old-fashioned little magazine, which a lot of older ladies really enjoy.
Yeah.
And that is very... You have to be very careful. It's a very narrow kind of market.
No swearing.
No,
oh, yeah.
Even divorces.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
Unless they get together again
yes.
at the end.
At the end.
Which is very sweet. You know,
very disciplined, Sheila. Yeah. You're known as a very disciplined writer.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
You're not harem scarum like me.
Oh. No, well, there you are. Well, you're writing for a specific audience there, aren't you? And that's fine. Now, you mentioned earlier on about your latest project, a commission, that's a little bit different. Tell us a bit
it's
about
that.
It's
very different.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the most different thing I've ever written.
Okay.
It was a real surprise and a lovely surprise. I was contacted by an ex-editor of mine who's now running fiction for a different publisher, which is Ebury Press. And she had a colleague whose new project was to produce a book for the Christmas market,
okay.
which is a gift book, and it's about a cat.
Okay. Is this so, for children?
No, it's an adult fiction book narrated by the cat. So it's kind of a warm, cosy story for people who like cats. It's a Christmas present book.
Okay, yeah.
And when she first put this proposal to me, I thought, oh, that's a bit strange, that's a bit different. But I've read a similar book now and got the idea of what they're looking for. And I'm actually really, really enjoying it. It's just been great fun to write. It's very light, and as I say, it has to be a warm, cosy story, because it's just a sort of a heartwarming thing that people will read and think, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Well, so I hope they will.
Will that be out for this coming Christmas?
Yes, it will. I have to deliver it by the 1st of July,
right?
Which was quite an undertaking.
Yeah.
But it's going well. I've nearly finished it.
How many words, Sheila?
60,000. So it's a short. It's a short novel.
Sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, my normal novels are about 100,000. So
really,
it's a short novel.
So are you a cat person yourself?
Yes, I haven't got one now, but I have had. Three cats in the past, and so many people love cats.
Love it. Love cats. Yes.
They've got such character.
Yeah, I used to have cats until the last one got run over.
Oh,
and then I decided to buy a dog, and now I'm a dog person, I'm afraid.
Yes, I like both. We've had both. Yeah.
Now, along with winning awards for your short stories, last year you were winner of the Guardian Legend Times self-published book of the month. That must be very gratifying.
That was a huge surprise, I must admit. I saw the competition and I thought, oh, well, you know, we'll have a go. You never expect to win these things.
Right.
And I thought hundreds of people must enter. So, yes, as you say, it was extremely gratifying and really made me feel that the self-publishing had been worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah.
Because to be recognised in that field was very nice.
Fantastic.
You know, having done that a few times by then, and that was for my book Yesterday, which is the Mods and Rockers story.
Okay, that was in the 60s, wasn't it?
That's
yes.
Right, yeah.
And Ticket to Ride was the other one. Was that Beatles inspired? Or
no, although I've kept the Beatles theme, and I have in fact got another book that's out at the moment, not published yet, with another Beatles title.
Right.
So I just thought that would keep the sort of the era in people's minds. But Ticket to Ride was actually the one of the themes of that is the child migrants to Australia.
Ah, yes.
A very sad,
powerful storyline.
That kind of really gripped me when I heard about this, because the fact that it was still going on until the 1960s, when my brother emigrated to Australia as one of those £10 poms. And obviously he went voluntarily. He wanted to make a life for himself out there and has done very successfully. But there were children still being sent out there from children's homes without any reason. It's just awful.
Yeah.
And I've met some, actually.
Really? Yeah. Have you interviewed them?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And some of it's very sad.
It is. People that never knew who their parents were or why they...
And now they're all
out.
Trying to locate...
Their families,
you know. So we do meet them, especially in East London. So
I'm sure. Well, I didn't want the whole of that book to be sad, so that's one of the themes, and it's interweaved with another theme about a rock group.
Okay,
so that's that book.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
I shall buy that.
Fantastic.
Good.
Well, thanks very much, Sheila. Just finally, can you tell us where people can get in touch with you and where we can find your books?
Yes, all my books are on Amazon.
Right, lovely.
And that is the only place you'll find the self-published ones.
Okay,
and they're in paperback and Kindle versions, and all my backlist are also on there. And in fact, if anybody looks on Amazon now, the new book is already on there, even though I haven't finished writing it. Which is
why do they do that?
Because you can pre-order.
A bit scary.
This is a grand thing, isn't it?
No, this is the cat.
Oh, right, okay.
The title is actually Oliver, the cat who saved Christmas.
Oliver.
And that's already on Amazon.
Good.
I would love to give you my website.
Yes, please do.
But unfortunately, I've been the victim of a problem where my website has gone down.
Oh dear. Okay.
And I've got to make myself a new one. So very bad timing. Because if you looked at my website at the moment, you would just get a page saying it doesn't exist. But it is, and I hope it will be again, www.sheilanorton.co.uk.
Yes, that's at
As
the bottom.
As I say,
of
at the moment, nobody's going to find me there, which is rather annoying.
Oh,
I won't go into that.
All right. But we can find you on Amazon.
Find me on Amazon and on Facebook and on Twitter. So if anybody searches my name on any of those platforms, I will be there.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Sylvia, thanks very much for bringing along Sheila today.
Wow,
it was fascinating.
She had to come,
I've much enjoyed talking to you both. So what's coming up next for you, Sylvia?
Well, we both belong to organisations that I feel help us, and they're our friends. The Society of Women Writers and Journalists, 120 years old. The Romantic Novelists Association.
Yes, I belong to that.
Which is a very big one, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it?
Not quite as old. It's 55 years,
yes,
I think.
And that's over 50, yeah.
But we love them, and yeah. Well, I pick up a lot of ideas from them, don't you?
Yes,
do you
absolutely.
Find that?
I've made a lot of very good friends
yes.
locally.
And we have yeah. gatherings in London at nice places.
Yeah.
I think you go to the Royal Overseas. We go
yes,
to the Royal Liberal Club, yeah. and we've got a big one coming up in June, but I'll probably have another gathering here before another programme before that.
Right.
That's the end of June.
Any wine involved in those meetings?
Always.
Yeah, I thought
you know
be.
I make wine, don't you? I started a 5-gallon drum this morning.
Yep.
But yeah, so I mean it's fun. But we're all like-minded.
Yeah.
And the noise, when they start, they do enjoy themselves, don't they?
Well, it's so nice to have friends. You can meet them socially and talk about other things as well, yeah. which we tend to do.
But you've got a lot in common.
But you've got
yeah.
oh, that yeah. sort of yeah. basic
writing aspects. And they're helpful. I mean, they tell you who's, a new agent, perhaps, or new publisher, or who's looking for what.
Right.
And someone said, your short stories, dig them out again. So
absolutely.
That's what I'm
yeah.
doing at the moment
yeah.
in between doing the PR
yes.
for my current book.
Yeah. Right. Actually, I've done that. I've republished some short stories as a collection.
Yes, yes.
On Amazon.
I know a lot of chaps who are dying to get into our business, and they can come to Brentwood Writers Circle, because on June the 6th, we have a lady who was working at the Spire Centre at what's it called now? Something Park.
Bletchley Park.
Bletchley Park.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
so now she's she's going to give us some ideas as well, because she's a very good speaker, and yeah. she's going to be telling us about her work there. So all of that,
that is interesting.
Just gets yeah. you going, doesn't it?
So it'd be fascinating. Yeah.
We've got a lot of ex-policemen also in our Brentwood Writers Circle.
Okay.
And some of them are writing about their memoirs and
right.
who they worked with. And so it's stimulation for people like Sheila and myself. We just... it's good, isn't it?
Yes, the Romantic Novelist Association, I belong to, they also have an online forum, which is absolutely brilliant. If you've got problems, there's people more experienced in one field or another.
Right.
That I've just recently been asking for help over this website problem.
Okay.
And
yeah.
recommendations of how I can set up a new one. And it's just so helpful.
Fantastic.
Having people that know about the things you want to do.
Yeah.
Brentwood Writers has Sue Moorcroft coming. What date is that? That's coming up, I think, Saturday the 26th or 27th, I can't remember. But anyway, she's coming down from Nottingham to be our speaker, as you were 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, we will advertise her and hopefully link up.
Fantastic. You love it, don't you?
Yeah, I certainly do, yes.
There's no point doing this unless that's the only reason for writing.
Your passion comes shining through both of you.
You've got to, there's no other sensible reason, really.
Right. Well, Sylvia Kent and Sheila Norton, it's been a great pleasure chatting with you this morning. Thanks for coming for this month's book club. And you'll be pleased to know next month Michelle will be back, so you can have another party.
Oh, that's lovely. I shall bring my pickled onions then.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so much. We're going to continue with another birthday boy now. It's Noel Gallagher.